Hello and welcome. My name is Thiago Santos. I work for Intel. I'm based in Finland, and I'm a Linux engineer. I'm going to talk today about Crosswalk, the new HTML5 runtime project. All right, important to say that I'm presenting on behalf of Sakari Posa, that he's the Crosswalk architect, but unfortunately, he could not come today. Okay. During this talk, I'm going to talk about what's Crosswalk, why we need it, a few bits about the architecture, and the whole bunch of features we are offering to you, and most importantly, how to contribute, how to help us to make Crosswalk better. So let's start with what and why. First of all, what is a web runtime? Okay, if you have a web app, something has to run your web app. So usually it's a browser, right? If you have a web app on the internet, people can open Firefox, you can open IE or Chromium, type the URL, and then you have a website that actually acts as an application, right? So, but if you go one step further, we want this web app to look like native, and they don't look like native if you have this URL bar, if you have tabs, because it's a browser. So for having an immersive experience, you have to remove all this. Like, you want your application to really look like native, in a way that the user can really say, and this is made with HTML. This is, yeah, I'm sure they are using JavaScript here. No, the web runtime provides you a way to get your application running on whatever device, and they will look like native, okay? So this is Crosswalk. Crosswalk is a web runtime. We have a web runtime today on Tizen. When you store your application and you click on the icon, it will call the web runtime and a link to your application. And boom, you have it on the screen. Crosswalk is going to be the web runtime for Tizen 3.0. So currently on Tizen, the devices you have here, it's running a different web runtime. Okay. Crosswalk is an open source project, fully open source. We have a bunch of Intel engineers working at the project, a few external contributors. We're starting to build a community. Like, every day we get more and more questions on the Crosswalk help mailing list. People wanting to use Crosswalk for their applications. So we also are making Crosswalk portable. That means we don't just support Tizen. We support right now Linux desktop, Windows. Actually, the Windows support is a bit lacking. Nobody's really testing every day, but macOS and Android, okay? So if you're creating an app for Tizen, you can deploy it on for Crosswalk, you can deploy it on both Android and Tizen. So let's talk about our targets, okay? We want to make sure that Crosswalk is fully open source. So for that, we have a contribution guideline and ownership guidelines. So you can actually, if you start contributing to some part of Crosswalk, you can actually own it. It's a meritocracy. So if you become an expert of a particular component, you can actually maintain that. is not necessarily you have to work for Intel or Samsung or whatever company. It's a really open source project. We have this as a goal from the start. So the guidelines are quite clear. Double3C. So as Kenneth mentioned in his previous presentation, standards, they move very slowly. Okay? So one example I can give is the Raw Sockets API. The Raw Sockets API is an API, JavaScript API, so you can connect to another computer using sockets, like really sockets, like we have on C, C++. It's a bit different from WebSockets, because WebSockets, you need a server, you connect via HTTP, and then if you can really make two devices connect peer-to-peer. Like, you need a man in the middle doing the kind of a proxy. So there is a proposal in W3C to create this actual API. You can open a socket and communicate. And it has been moving slowly since forever. But we have that implemented on Crosswalk, because we have this freedom of use Crosswalk as a playground to try new things. And if you have a proposal of your API, you can actually try that on Crosswalk. It's very, very easy to extend the APIs. I have a talk tomorrow about that. Another goal we have is, I'm going to talk more about this, the foundations of Crosswalk, but I can say in advance that we are using Chromium and Blink and as the building blocks of Crosswalk. So whenever we have a new feature, the attitude is try to push this upstream first. We really want to get our stuff deployed on everyone's computers, like contribute all the optimizations we are doing. So that's the policy. We try first send our patches to Chromium. Some of them, they don't really make sense for Chromium, so we have them in a separate branch. But we try to keep this branch as small as possible. Another thing, it's going to be a bit more like for my talk tomorrow, but I can talk a little bit about this, is with Crosswalk, it's so easy to create new APIs, web APIs, that we have compatibility layers for projects like PhoneGap. We have the Cordova APIs implemented for Crosswalk. And so as we have the Tizen APIs. Okay. So now, why do we need a new HTML5 runtime? Okay. One could say we have already, and it's very decent and it's very good. We have a very good web runtime for Tizen 2.0. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So why are we building Crosswalk? Because going a little bit back in time, in 2013, we have this WebKit project, okay? And there was something happened. They call it browser wars, many denominations, but basically WebKit was a project, HTML5 engine project, and it's owned by Apple, and Google was contributing a lot to this project, okay? Because it was the foundation for many browsers like Safari, Chromium. And at some point, Google decided to fork WebKit, and they created this new engine called Blink, 2013. So at the beginning, it was a bit of they're both doing cleanup. But now, I think, in my opinion, the projects, they diverge a lot. So, and we think that Blink, it's evolving much faster. And you also realize that contributing to Blink was much easier, much faster than contributing to WebKit. The reasons may vary, but I think this is my personal opinion. I think because Google has way more resources allocated to Blink. Okay, both companies, they have brilliant engineers on working on both projects, but I think Google has many more engineers. So when you need to contribute something, you send a patch, you kind of get a feedback in, I don't know, 1 day, 2 days, one week maximum. And that's very important for us. So the situation is, we have the Tizen runtime today on the Tizen 2.0, and it's WebKit-based. And now we have this crosswalk, which we are aiming for Tizen 3.0, and it's based on Blink. That's, I think, it's the fundamental difference here. Apart from the fact that crosswalk, and we got that for free, because Chromium is such a portable browser. Okay, Blink is super portable, works on Android and iOS and whatever. We got portability for free just by the fact we are using Blink and Chromium as the foundations. So we're going to talk a little bit about the architecture. Actually, before that, I'm going to show you quickly here, talking about portability. I have a this is, if you're familiar with WebGL, you probably have seen this demo here. It's a game called HexGL. It's open source. You just Google for it. It reminds this Nintendo F-Zero game, like Spaceship Racer. So I have it here running on my phone. It's an Android phone, but I hopefully next time I'm going to demo this in a Tizen phone, right? What's just announced today, I didn't have enough time, but see, it performs just fine. Like, you can't really tell the difference. It's a web app, and I'm really excited about this. Okay? And same game, exactly the same source code, absolutely no changes, and I have it running. I have it running here. I hope everyone can see this. So as you can see, fundamentally, web runtime is like a browser, right? But you don't see the URL bar. You don't see the back button history. A browser does a lot more stuff in terms of user, how the user interacts, right? On a web runtime, the user experience is up to the web app. So if you want to try crosswalk on Ubuntu, by the way, I created Debian packages, Ubuntu packages. So if you have Linux, you can just go to Ubuntu PPA, search for crosswalk, and then you have it there. And we also have a few application examples. And this is a really nice thing, because you can basically develop your application on the desktop. You run it on crosswalk for desktop, and then you just deploy it on Tizen or Android. And you should have the same experience. Okay. So let's talk a little bit now about the fun stuff. As I said before, crosswalk is based on Blink and Chromium. Okay. As I also mentioned, we try to keep the delta between crosswalk and Chromium, like the version of Chromium we are using and the version of Chromium upstream, as small as possible. And we do frequent rebases. That means we are always updating the Chromium version, so we keep up with the latest cool technology Google guys and the Chromium community are developing. Okay. So this is a diagram of how the internal bits work. So basically what we have here is two web apps, and they are running like tabs in a browser. They run in separate process, so you have memory isolation. So two web apps running, they cannot really access the memory of each other in case of a security breach. And apart from that, we have a sandbox in place. Okay, if you somehow manage to exploit the, let's say, the JavaScript engine, you still have to break the sandbox. So it's not really that trivial. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about the features of Crosswalk. So we support a whole bunch of features, web standards, technologies. The list is just big. So I'm going to highlight a few. One of the interesting ones is Service Worker, which is a way of running JavaScript applications in the background. Okay? This is very important. We are building a phone, so we need to support that. You might want to have some daemon, some service listening for some events coming from outside. Another important thing is native client. Who knows what native client is here? It's okay, I'm going to refresh a little bit the concept here. Is native client is a Chromium technology, let's say, call it this way, that provides you a way of building native applications and run native applications, native binaries in a browser. So it's especially handy if you have, a game engine, and this game engine, you have a game, and the game requires OpenGL, and you want to port it to Tizen or to, more specifically, to Crosswalk, you can use this native client SDK, compile your application, and the browser can actually run it. You can run it, and at the same time, keep all the things I said before, like sandbox, which is very important security feature. So we support manifest. So the manifest is a way to declare, tell the user what capabilities you need. Like my application needs to access contacts, needs to access the file system, pictures, or access the network. So we support that. And again, we try to work as close as possible with W3C. We don't really want to invent something new. The way to do it on Crosswalk is use these standardization bodies and work with the community. We have promises, many device APIs like Ambient Light, GamePad. And there's another one. This is really cool. This ECMAScript SIMD. SIMD is the short for single input multiple data. It's a really low level optimization. It allows you to write a vectorized code. So let's say you have a vector, big vector, and you want to apply multiplication on this vector. So you can do it in one shot. Boom. Not as simple as I'm saying, like it's not really like this, but I think you can get the idea. So it's going to use whatever optimization the CPU has for doing that. So especially the Intel CPU is really good at doing this. We have a vehicle API. So it's especially useful for Tizen API and DLNA API. So you can search for media sharing devices on the network and stream a video to your browser. I talked about also this raw sockets API. I have a simple demo with this raw socket here. Let's see if it's going to work. What I have here is a Crosswalk application running on my phone, and I'm listening for a video stream. And I'm sending this video stream from my computer to my phone, like I'm using the Wi-Fi network here. So it's something that you cannot just do it with a regular browser. So you need extra APIs for that. And in this case, I'm using the raw sockets API. So I have a peer-to-peer communication between these two devices here. Okay. I'm taking the stream from my webcam, sending to the browser, and it's rendering in the browser, in the runtime, sorry. Okay. But if you wrote code for Tizen 2.0 runtime, there's no worries because we support all the Tizen device APIs. We try to we're really working hard to have 100% compatibility. So you're not going to waste your work, your investment. And apart from that, we have things like the Cordova API. So if you have an application running on PhoneGap right now, it's trivial to bring it to Crosswalk. In theory, it should just work. And okay, and we have a lot of cool stuff like this bleeding edge. Web technologies like this touch events, IndexedDB, across origin, resource sharing, drag and drop, notifications. And I mean, we are really keeping up with the latest stuff Chromium is implementing, plus some other stuff, right? So I talk a little bit about secured model, but as I don't want to really go deep into this, but it's just I just want to highlight that we support on Tizen the secured model based on SMAC. I think there is a talk here at the conference specifically about SMAC labels and this sign error and how this permission system works. But basically, what we have is when you have a Crosswalk application on Tizen, and this application wants to access, let's say, contacts, so you can define on the manifest, okay, I want access to contact. So the user has to agree on during the installation, or there's a special one is ask user, and I like that. I like this one. So you know. Every time that some web app is trying to access your personal information, you get prompt, okay? And then you say yes or no. I really like this this ask user kind of permission because nowadays there are so many applications that they keep accessing your data and even not really aware of. Recently, I installed a calculator in my phone that required access to my contacts. God knows why. But okay, how to contribute? We are online. Source code, everything, no exception. There is nothing behind the door, behind the scenes. It's there, GitHub. I would highlight the Crosswalk repository and the Tizen extensions Crosswalk. This is the first one is the main runtime, and the second is the Tizen APIs. Okay, we have a website crosswalk-project.org. There you can find the guidelines for contribution. You can find instructions for how to install the Crosswalk, how to build yourself, how to build Crosswalk for Tizen, how to build Crosswalk for other platforms we support, and how to build applications, code examples. And also, we have an IRC channel, mailing list, and I have to say the community, the developer community, is very friendly. Like, you can ask anything, and I think people will be willing to reply and help you with whatever problem you might find. So this is a sort of code example how easy it is to create a package for Tizen. We have this make XPK tool. You just, like with one line, you can pack your application. You just copy it to your device, install, and run. So I mean, we have everything there. We have all of these on the website. So now questions. Okay, this is an excellent question. He's asking if Crosswalk is going to be bundled on the platform, or you have to bundle Crosswalk with every application. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So for Tizen, Crosswalk will be there. So you just deploy your web app. Okay? But for the other applications, for example, Android, you have to bundle the Crosswalk binary on every application you are deploying, because Crosswalk's not there. Like it. You have to bundle together. And if you're curious about the footprint, Crosswalk adds to Android applications 17 megabytes. So about 17 megabytes plus whatever space your application takes. But and that's a really good thing if you compare it to Tizen, because Tizen has it there. So the footprint of your application is going to be extremely small compared to Android. Now, yeah, that's actually a good question. Like when you're deploying a web app for Crosswalk on Windows, on Mac, on Tizen, on Android, your app will always look the same. So it's up to you to create some styles so you can kind of mimic the platform. So it's up to you. So I think as the community grows, I think probably people will come up with predefined CSS styles for Android or for Tizen or for Windows. So you kind of get the look and feel, the buttons, the checkbox, so every time you launch a new application, you get a new set of process for this application. So, and if the user closes the application, we don't reuse the process. Like it's a way of keeping the process isolation. We try not to reuse, because by reusing, you could eventually exploit and take some leftovers in the memory, try to harvest some data. So it's a separate process for each web app. The only thing shared is actually this browser process, which is the actual process doing the window compositing, kind of like displaying the windows. Yes, using service workers. Yes, I think, there's a Tizen API for that, yes. But I mean, this is a problem that every platform has, right? If you grant access to your application, grant access to contacts, and then you access the network, and your application gets exploited because it's accessing the network, so this exploit could eventually access your contact. So I think that's a risk. I don't think. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But I mean, if you're accessing the network, some source in the network, I think you're always at risk. It depends on how well designed is your application. You might have some man-in-the-middle attack, and so I think this is up to the web developers to put some care on that. Okay, for APIs we are trying, one example is this raw sockets API. We are putting them on some experimental namespace. So everything under the xwalk.experimental, you cannot rely on, because it can get deprecated at any time. The other APIs, we consider them stable. So we're not touching them. So if I understood the question correctly, you're talking about the Tizen APIs? OK. So I can say that if it's on W3C and we support it, I think it's just going to stay. About the Tizen APIs, I think we're going to just follow the Tizen deprecation process. But that's a guess, okay? I'm not sure about this one. So yeah, the idea is work upstream, meaning upstream Chromium browser and W3C. Some of the APIs, they will just work because they are on Chromium, and we get the Chromium portability for free. But other APIs, for example, the Tizen APIs, if you want the Tizen APIs running on, let's say, Windows, you have to port the backend by yourself. Yeah, and that's we have a really nice way of creating new APIs for Crosswalk. Like, if you have an application, and it's your application is based on some whatever runtime, and you want to migrate it to Crosswalk, you can just create a polyfill for your APIs. And let's say you have one API to get the CPU load average. So you can create that. You can create that by yourself, and you actually have means of accessing the CPU resources and get the data. So you break the web platform barrier, and you can actually do access to the platform, to the underlying platform. That's possible. I think it's possible to do it right now. You can have an application, and you install this application, and it's actually just calling xwalk and a URL. So it's pointing to a website hosted somewhere, and this website can access the Crosswalk APIs. So, thank you.